Can you imagine? Almost 900,000 miles. One sun. He said, now the circumference of the sun is 2,715,396 miles. And his task is to give the universe, not just the earth, the universe light. And everybody rotates around the sun. Why? That's the mystery of Jesus Christ. For God is a sun. And everything revolves around him. Now watch. I told you that the sun is almost 900,000 miles. The moon, I did a little calculation. It's not even America is bigger in width. And something so small will go and block something so huge. And you have suffered so many eclipses in your life where Satan will take a little thing and block your view of Almighty God. And all of a sudden you start thinking of him as if he's a man. When you think about a problem, you don't know the answer. Then you get discouraged. Who told you are supposed to solve it? No. At the point your mind ends, that's when you roll your care over. I said, I know I can't handle it, but you can. And you want him to hurry up and do it, you get up and start bragging in front of the devil. I know you think you got me cornered, but I just turned you over to him. You watch, he's about to show up. Hallelujah. You start talking smack. And God will say, but I hear something that pleases. That's what Paul and Silas did in jail. They started singing and praying. God said, I hear a sound. I'm about to give an earthquake. Such a little thing. What is an eclipse showing you? An eclipse is showing you that as great as God is, powerful as God is, as mighty as God is, that little things can block you from him. And they make so much noise. You think they're all that. And the idea is to get you to look away from him who can deliver you from the imp dancing in front of you. I snatch down every imp in front of you this morning. Daddy Hagin taught us something years ago. He said the Lord Jesus appeared to him. He said, son, I came to teach you something about the devil. He said, okay. So he stood before him and started ministering to him. I'm sharing mysteries with him. And sharing his future, the future of his ministry, answers to problems. And all of a sudden, a demon jumped in between them. And just as the disciples, when the storm rose up, they thought that the Lord Jesus would get up and rebuke the storm. So Daddy Hagin thought, he kept listening to Jesus. He said, but the demon kept growing. Until he got so bad that he couldn't see Jesus anymore. And suddenly in anger, he said, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. And the demon took flight. Amen. And the Lord Jesus reappeared. Amen. Come on. No, spiritual people understand what I just said. And that's when he understood what the Lord came to teach him. He said, son, I'm tired of you praying to me to deal with the devil. I gave you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the money and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Rebuke the devil this morning. Put him under your feet. Declare your authority in Christ Jesus. Come on, shout it with me. No more eclipse.
No more eclipse.
Anything blocking my vision, I rebuke you. Anything trying to hinder me, I rebuke you. Anything trying to distract me, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. That's what Satan does. You love God. Your life is filled with glory. And all of a sudden, he sends you a little man. And all of a sudden, your heart leaves the God that created the heavens and the earth. And you join with the little man. And before long, you find yourself in the ditch. You can't explain how you got there. You had just been eclipsed. As I'm preaching this morning, you're going to snatch down every devil. You're going to read the sign correctly. You're going to see the eclipses that have been happening in your life. And you're going to get set up like Daddy Hagin and rise up with power and say, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Now watch. Look at the text I told you to turn to. Even though I didn't plan this, but I'm enjoying it. One of the things because you're dealing with scriptures and problems and people and meetings all the time, then this is not used very often. That's why I'm celebrating returning to school. You read things that stimulate your brain. You notice, somebody sent me something. Now they're trying to dumb down America some more. They're trying to change making A from 90 to what? 84? Or is this 60? B is 64 to 84 or 83. No. You see, that's what I'm telling you. These are what they do. And after they create chaos and they start trying to tax you to fix everything they messed up, I said, no, there are no issue with guns. There is no issue with everything. Put God back where he belongs. Amen. Let the family return. Amen. All the crazy people will stop. Amen. Not to create chaos. Amen. Now you want to use their legislation and money to fix a spiritual problem. Now you want to dumb them all down so the Chinese will come and complete their takeover. See? When I say it, instead of some of you being objective to see that what I'm telling you is the truth, you think it's Democratic Republican politics. The Chinese sent a satellite and they left it and won't shoot it down and allowed it to finish mapping the entire U.S., Let me mess up my tape. If Trump was president, he would have been shut down in 5 minutes. He said, well, we don't want it to fall on anybody. No, you are the enemies of America, claiming that you love America. But you want to hand America to our enemies. What's the use shooting the thing down? It's transmitting live to China. They have everything on record. Even if you shut it down, they have all the information. They mapped all the nuclear sites, all the missile sites. These are enemies. Anyway, look at Matthew 27, verse 45. Now, from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land until, you notice, he said that when Jesus was crucified, one of the signs at the cross was an eclipse that lasted 3 hours. The moon ran and blocked the sun, just as it will do tomorrow. And it will last 3 hours. Exactly what happened at the crucifixion will happen tomorrow. What was the testimony? The testimony is still the same. The man was flying in the face of God. They thought they could stop God by killing Jesus, not knowing that killing Jesus was God's plan to make him King of Kings. Hallelujah. Ooh, is somebody hearing what I'm preaching to you? This is where I'm going to get my dance. Hallelujah. And now the heavens are testifying that what happened 2,000 years ago is happening tomorrow. What is he telling you? His coming is near. He's about to show up again. But this time not on the cross, but he will show up as King of Kings. Exactly 3 hours. You see the things I'm telling you? Supposing the church told the scientific world this, and then now they are going to prove it true tomorrow. What prestige would they have given the Bible? All the scientific things are there, but we read as blind men. We don't see. And we don't take going to school seriously. Amen. We're only thinking about jobs, money. What about knowledge? Amen. What about representing Jesus? Amen. If you're uneducated, there are places that we're going to. You can't even get through the door. Amen. There are conversations I can enter into. You'll be lost. Amen. Education is necessary. The preacher said years ago that the sun hid her face and said, I cannot look at him who created me, being disgraced like this. And he did like this. That's a preacher's privilege. Amen. But science says an eclipse happened. A little thing blocked a huge thing. To create darkness at the wrong time. I'm about to give you a weapon. Are you hearing? Watch. Darkness is for the night. But when you see darkness during the day, Satan has entered a realm he's not authorized. And I'm telling you, don't tolerate the darkness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There are no eclipse in my spirit. Hallelujah. It don't matter the weather outside. When I get on my face, oh, there is light. I connect with the throne. And we are talking. And no eclipse can get in that rain. If you show up, the fire of God will consume you. Resurrection House, that's where you belong. Fight for it. Get it. Receive it. Now. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
What is an eclipse showing you? Satan is flying in the face of God. This is one area. You ladies may not like. One of the things Satan has succeeded in doing is to change the original intent and make it something else. Everything God has created has a purpose. And the reason, watch, our families are falling apart is that women left their purpose. Your purpose is why God created you and put you in a place. But women's lib and the demons have taught you that a relationship is 50-50. And so you have your own data and requirements. Your own agenda that you bring into the thing. And if yours is not met, you don't care about God or your purpose or what he has done. You tear it up. Now watch. Watch. Look at Genesis. So you see what I'm telling you. Genesis 1. I remember, like I said, when we were growing up, if you see a lady's ankle, you are celebrating. Then all of a sudden, they got everything liberalized. So they got you ladies to say, hey, you are a person too. You have needs too. So it is okay for you not to show everything, for you to be doing what a man is doing. But they didn't tell you you are not wired like a man. A woman was created for the man. A man was not created for the woman. America's confused. Watch now. This is what the moon is doing. If you go into those that have these marriage ministries, they will tell you that the creation of the sun and the moon is the mystery of marriage. The sun is the husband. The moon is the reflection of the sun. The moon doesn't have its own light. It's the light of the sun. God said that the woman is the glory of the man. So how can you radiate a man you are fighting with? You are equal to. That means there's two lights in the house. But it should have been one light and one radiator. But Satan taught us something else. And just as these liberals, they liberalized everything. Oh, what do we do with all the unwanted pregnancies? We'll just kill them. Amen. So let's get abortion approved. Then what do we do with all the psychological and psychiatric problems? We give them medicine. Zone them out. Amen. And America, going to church, don't have wisdom to see the game of the children of the devil in America. Amen. And they appeal to you, you know, They have the nice language, the soft approach. Hey, but it's a serpent. Amen. It says a woman's right to choose. Okay, then, why is it a woman's right to choose? Then why are you arresting her for harlotry? Isn't it her right to choose? She's saying, well, I've been giving this thing for free. You need to pay me. Then why would you arrest her? Isn't it her right? She's not bothering anybody inside the house. If she comes out nude, you can say, well, okay, she's bothering somebody. But she's inside the house. I'm trying to show you the stupidity of it all. That's why your child cannot get aspirin from the clinic at school without your permission, but they can get an abortion without your approval. And you say that's not an agenda, a satanic agenda. All right. Now watch. Genesis 1:14. And God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven. Watch. What is the purpose of light? To divide. Come on, I can't hear you. Come on, read it as resurrection agents. You are with me. Eh? Want to go. To do what? And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. Hallelujah. Watch. God says the purpose of light is to separate you from darkness and to give you a day to get your business done and a night for you to sleep. But spiritually, he said that light changes your season. When things are dark, when the enemy is warring against you, he sends his word as the light. And the moment the word comes, your seasons change. It's for seasons. You don't understand the power of revelation. It's not just for make you shout. It's to change your season. It's to change what's going on. To change your attitude. To change what you tolerate and what you reject. I'm glad that we are running this message. We had the eclipse last week. And this week God is giving you opportunity to understand the mysteries, because we use the natural to understand the spiritual. God said that the invisible things about him are clearly understood by all these natural phenomena. You see the majesty of God. Who can flung out a light that is almost 900,000 miles across? Can you imagine how massive that is? That is beyond the size of the earth. I don't know how many times. You see? You have to, and that light is shining. He hung it 93 million miles away from the earth. Some people say that if the sun backs up an inch or a foot, that the earth will freeze. Or if it comes closer, 1 foot, 1 inch, the earth will burn up. I was watching the videos of the eclipse, and when the moon that is only 250,000 miles from the earth was passing, you see the tips of the mountains and rocks and the moon bright red. That's how hot it was. But what a mystery that the moon can absorb all this heat from the sun and then turn it into a light at night, glowing from all the energy it absorbed from the sun. And as I said in the message, he said, God made two great lights, one for the day, one for the night. And it's the mystery of the man and the woman. The man is God's glory. The woman is the glory of the man. And it's such a powerful thing. I don't know what day it will air, but you see, the moon helps us see through the night until we get to our day. I said, that's the power of the mama that can pray, that can help the family, the sons, the daughters, the husband, everybody come through the night. But women are not even in that realm. They're busy asserting their right, using sex to manipulate and control, and demanding equal this and that. And some of you stupid people are allowing devil to impregnate you. How can you, being a woman, two non-lights, trying to be married? How are you going to be married? You have no seed. How can a woman be calling another woman her wife? It doesn't even make any sense. And we are proving foolishness and stupidity. No, we can see that demons have infiltrated the land, and we have no solution.
That's why. But the solution is in Christ. Solution is in the church. It's the church that needs to do her job. Get this message. For any love gift, we will send it to you. So you can listen to it and study it. It will change your life. Did you get that? That light has been given by God to change your season. How many years did the Word of God bring me through difficult times when there were no answers, no understanding, no revelation, no timing? I still remember one time I was so down, I just couldn't get myself up. And I was just laying there completely disconsolate, discouraged. And I looked at an electronic clock and I saw 10:10. It was supposed to be 10 minutes after 10 in the morning. But when I looked at that clock, John 10:10, jumped into my spirit. Woo, it was a rush of life. Jesus said, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I didn't pay attention to that, but this was my word. But I am come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. I jumped up and started screaming and shouting. My season changed instantaneously. One word from God heals you. One word from God turns your season around, your destiny. Ooh, there's so much to learn. Put your seed in the ground and we'll respond by sending you this message on a jump drive. And you can hear it, listen to it, study it. May it change your life. All the information on your screen, how you can covenant with us, and God will bless your life. The eclipse of 2024. It is one message to remember for years to come. We love you, beloved. I decree your comeback, your return. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you. We love you. Come study the word tonight, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Bible study. It's been on fire. Don't miss it. God bless you. Bye-bye.